Penguin Audio presents Bone Deep by Randy Wayne White, read by George Guidel. Florida archaeologists found a mastodon tusk scarred by circular cut marks from a knife. The tusk was 14,500 years old. The age was surprising, even shocking, for it suddenly made the Ocilla, Florida sinkhole one of the earliest places in the Americas to betray the presence of human beings. Smithsonian Magazine, February 2013. Chapter 1. A big chunk of central Florida is known as Bone Valley to geologists and antiquities thieves, as I was reminded by a stranger wearing braids and Wrangler denim who appeared on my porch one stormy June morning. The man claimed to be on the trail of artifacts stolen from Crow tribal land in Montana. "Stone carvings about yay high," he said, holding his fingers apart. "They didn't come from Bone Valley, but Florida is where a lot of tribal stuff ends up." My stilt house on Sanibel Island, the Gulf Coast, is 4 hours from Orlando and 2,000 miles from Big Sky Country. "You sure you have the right Marion Ford?"
"Your doc?"
"Yeah, but not the kind you need."
"A marine biologist who doesn't read his horoscope?" "That's what I heard. You could be just the guy."
I was standing outside my lab, water slapping at pilings below my feet, thunderheads sliding our way. "What does astrology have to do with stolen artifacts?" The man who had introduced himself as Duncan Fallsdown said,
"Tonight I was supposed to be a sweat lodge. It would be nice to have a buffer, you know, someone who talks about something other than Mother Earth and spirit quests, all the standard stuff I've heard a million times. A hawk circles overhead, a guy like you figures the bird's hungry, looking for a mouse. A snake, maybe. No big deal, am I right?"
I said, "A sweat lodge in June? If that's an invitation, no thanks."
"Not the best timing, but I'm committed,"
Fallsdown replied, his eyes moving to the bay where a sailboat was anchored. The boat's boom was strung with laundry that flapped in the breeze, a tie-dyed shirt, several sarongs, and what appeared to be women's lingerie. Suddenly the nonsensical was redefined as commonplace. "Tomlinson's behind this," I said. "How long have you known him?" I was referring to a lecherous, cannabis-growing anarchist-turned-Zen master who lives aboard the sailboat, and old Morgan, no mas in faded script on the stern.
"Long enough to leave last night when he chugged a tray of jello shooters and invited some women to go skinny-dipping,"
the man replied.
"That was around 1. I flew in late yesterday afternoon."
"Yep, definitely bras and panties, clipped to the Morgan's halyard, all doomed to be soaked by the rain rumbling toward us." "You do know him," I said. "How many?"
"Women? At least one that was married, so I didn't bother counting. They're here because of the sweat lodge."
Fallsdown considered the squall, then looked beyond me through the screen door.
"Man, you got a bunch of aquariums in there. As a kid, I always wanted one. What kind of fish?"
It was a request to escape the rain, so I opened the door, asking, "What time did Tomlinson start drinking this morning?" Fallsdown's shoulders filled the doorway, his Indian braids black on blue cowboy denim, and I got a whiff of what might have been smoke, mesquite, maybe, not tobacco or marijuana.
"Answer that one," he replied. "I'd have to know what time he stopped last night, wouldn't I?"
Duncan Fallsdown, who told me to call him Dunk with a K, accepted a bottle of Gatorade after refusing a beer, saying, "I'm hoptose intolerant," which might have meant 10 a.m. was too early, or the gentle rebuff of an alcoholic. A man in his mid-40s acquires seismic markers at the corners of the eyes. Harsh winters, smoky barrooms is what I saw. I dumped my coffee and made fresh while wind blew the first fat drops of rain against the roof. Twice while water boiled, I went to the door and whistled, then made small talk until Fallsdown followed me outside, across the breezeway, into the old ice house I have converted into a lab. I showed him around, explained what I do for a living. Collect and sell marine specimens, plus environmental consulting.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?